from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
As the school year begins, new information from the American Psychiatric Association highlights the crucial role of school staff in identifying student mental health issues. And joining us is the executive director of the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, Raul Andrews Jr. Welcome to KDKA. Good morning.
Good morning, Larry, to you and your listeners.
We have had a heightened sense of awareness in general about mental health issues, yet from a practical standpoint, really hard, I would imagine, for staff to identify which students are having these mental challenges, right?
That is correct, Larry. We know that our educators and really the whole school community is on the front lines because of how many hours per day that they spend with our students, with our children. And the reality of it is the APA Foundation working hand in glove with the American Psychiatric Association. There's a poll done every year right around back to school time. And this year's poll was really enlightening because 84% of Americans, according to the new APA poll, believe the school can play a vital role in helping identify signs when our young scholars are struggling with mental health issues. Unfortunately, at the same time, only 45% of us believe across the country that the school staff has been adequately trained, and that's where the APA Foundation comes in.
Are we asking a lot of our school staff in trying to, you know, now identify mental health issues with students?
I think we've always needed this support from our faculty and staff in schools, but we haven't done what we needed to do. And that's why I'm pleased to tell you, Larry, and your listening audience about a great new grant opportunity that the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration has provided to the APA Foundation, where we can provide a non-medical program called Notice Talk Act at School. And what Notice Talk Act at School does, doesn't make you a medical doctor, doesn't make you a psychiatrist, but it does help teachers and staff identify signs and symptoms when our students are struggling. It does help them create a better listening environment so they become active listeners. Difficult conversations become courageous conversations. And then what Notice Talk Act does is give some action steps, some tools for the backpack so that the teacher or the coach or the cafeteria worker or the bus driver, if appropriately trained under the Notice Talk Act at school framework, can see the signs and symptoms and know how to engage.
So how would, right now, we obviously have many people associated with schools and schools coming up here really soon. How would they engage to get this training program?
The easiest thing to do is to go to APAF, Adam Paul, Adam Frank, .org/schools. And there's information right on our website where folks are able to go in. And what we're asking is not just the school community, Larry, get involved. Sometimes parents and grandparents, family caregivers are worried as well about what to do. Again, that poll tells us that over 4 out of 5 Americans want those resources in. Notice Talk Act, because of our federal grant, Larry, is at no cost to the school and at no cost to the parents. So all they have to do is reach out to us and let us help them get scheduled so we can bring this training. So if you're a parent or a caregiver and you hear about Notice Talk Act, again, that's APAF.org/schools, and they'll be taking the first step to get this program into Western Pennsylvania.
Notice Talk Act, and again, APAF.org. If you want to reach out, and while you're with us, Ralph, we have the fact that there's normal high anxiety about going back to school for many, right?
Oh, there absolutely is. I mean, this is an exciting time, Larry. Back to school just starts the fall season and so forth, football, soccer, all these other things coming up. But the reality of it is some children have had a break, and that very same APA poll that I told your listeners about, the number one concern of parents and their children coming back to school is cyberbullying and bullying. 42% of our polled respondents said that was their number one concern. And then you had 32% general mental health concerns. And then this won't come as a surprise to you, Larry, or most of your audience. 30% of our polled respondents said social media and the use of social media was a big concern. So we got to do more to help get the best for our children. And we believe at the top end, Notice Talk Act is one way to do it. The training, again, is free at no cost to the school, at no cost to the parents. It only takes about 2.5 hours, so you don't have to give up a whole school day to do it. And more importantly, what we were able to do is do a train-the-trainer model. If a school reaches out early enough, so what we can do is train that homeroom teacher, and she or he or they can train the rest of the school themselves. So you don't have some out-of-the-bounds approach. We're using a very home-cooking approach to bring this program to schools across the country, but in Western Pennsylvania in particular.
Great information, and appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Larry.
Raul Andrews, Jr., Executive Director of the American Psychiatric Association Foundation. Yeah, worth reaching out, maybe, especially the concerns of bullying.
That's number one on my list.
Boy.
I remember what it was like when I was going to school. There was a couple guys that were bullies. I didn't know at the time, you know, how to effectively respond to them when they were, you know, when they were picking on me or my friends. But I can only imagine what it must be like dealing with it now.
Well, with social media component,
right,
and anonymous ability for many to, you know, put things out there, it's a real concern. And when a child says they're being bullied, everybody needs to pay attention. Download the free Odyssey app. Take us with you wherever you go. AUDACY. And tomorrow morning in our 7 o'clock hour at 7:35, we're going to announce our Lifetime Achievement Awardee for our Hometown Heroes event, which is coming up October 8th at the Lamont. It's going to be an incredible evening. And in fact, if you know somebody who's doing extraordinary things in our community, we want to know about it. Go to kdkradio.com, and there you'll find a nomination page. I'll give you a hint, Paul. This Lifetime Achievement Awardee is year appropriate. It's been his year.
Year appropriate.
Meaning it all lines up for this individual. Okay. This will be a little bit of icing on what has been a very tall cake.
Now the wheels are spinning.
So 7:35 tomorrow, we will make that announcement.
It'll be fun.
Yeah, this has been a lot of fun. And in fact, I was thinking, you know, we should reach out to some of our previous Lifetime Achievement Awardees as well. Some of which have been, I told you, I ran into former Penguins GM, Hockey Hall of Famer Craig Patrick over the weekend at a wedding.
You're such a name dropper.
Well, I don't mean to drop names.
What a great story. I mean,
people don't realize the impact that he and his family have had. So he's one. Then I was thinking, okay, let's go over the list. Dr. Stanley Marks, head of oncology, UPMC, who's really an amazing treasure for medical research and what he's done in this town. Then you have Smokey Robinson for his lifetime achievement in music, using his music as a bridge to help people heal and raise money for a lot of charities. Then there's, you know, and I have a list.
Yep.
Jack Bogut,
right? A good
one.
Yep, a good list.
Jack Bogut. Who obviously built a career here at KDKA back in the day. He's still here in this town with his wife, Joni. And I was thinking, so when I talked to this person that we're going to announce tomorrow, I said, you're in good company. And when he heard some of the names, he was like, wow.
That's great.
So I'm excited about it. What else is happening this week? Steelers have another preseason game Saturday. The Buffalo Bills come to Acrisure. Love to hear Coach Tomlin over the weekend talk about Friday night's game with the Texans. Because, as you know, Russell Wilson didn't play. And a whole bunch of other players that you would normally see in a game either played very little or not at all. So what you're seeing basically out of the 90-man roster for each team are the guys that are on the bubble in many cases, trying to make a name for themselves to get on that final team roster.
And we saw a couple performances from new faces on Friday night that I think are going to make the team. Beanie is number one on that list.
Yeah, what did you say? What did you like?
I would say I like the intensity of the way the defense was playing. I thought their intensity level was high. I have a feeling that this could be a year where the defense is going to be, will outshine the offense. The offense may not be very flashy, might be a team that controls the ball, a lot of running, fine, no problem. But I think that the defense is going to be the big winner, the big star this year could be the defense.
Yeah, on paper, man.
Yeah, right?
Look at the names. It's incredible. Who's on our defense?
The more you add to the defensive line, the better they play, makes players like TJ Watt even bigger stars because their jobs get easier as a result.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
They're able to achieve or accomplish more because the people who are playing around them are a handful, right?
Yeah. And guess what? Training camp is going to come to an end, too.
How many days left now?
I'll give you the full rundown. You're looking at training camp. Let's see. Schedule today. Practice time. I'm looking at 10:30. And then Wednesday at 10:30. And basically, that's it. They come home, and then once they get to, you know, that's the rundown. That's their schedule. So it has, to me, flown by.
Seems like it just got started.
I know. And it's going to be a beautiful day. If you're headed up that way, you kind of hit the jackpot on weather. So they're practicing today. They practiced yesterday at 2:55. Then Coach Tomlin kind of gave a breakdown of the weekend and reacting to Friday. It's difficult because the game is not the game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when right. The regular season comes, it's a whole different game. So this is a ramped up version of trying to find out who's going to make the roster. That said, what did you think about the kickoff? Did you watch some of the kickoffs?
Yes, and I don't have a problem with it.
No.
I think, and I've said this earlier and I'll repeat it, I feel like this is an area where the Steelers can do really well. You know, that if they can learn to capitalize and exploit this new kickoff format. And the reason why I say that is because they have a player who's a really, really top return man in Cordarrelle Patterson. This guy is super talented return person. And I just feel like if they can crack the code and make this work, that could be a big plus for the team. You know, I'm sure that that's what they're talking about.
Yeah, for those that don't know, it's a brand new, maybe one of the most revolutionary single changes the league has made for a play in memory.
Well, it could change a whole year. It could be the difference between if you're good at it or you're good at stopping it, or both, which would be great. You know, this could be the difference between making the playoffs or not making the playoffs, or winning a Super Bowl. I mean, it's going to change. The number of returns is going to triple, is what's going to happen.
Yeah, and it's basically a glorified run play.
Yep.
So, but it's really unusual. But you know what? It came and went, and nobody made that big a deal about it.
I like what I'm seeing. I think that there's a great potential for a lot of big plays this year.
Yeah, we'll see. And they'll do it again Saturday night against Tatanka, Buffalo. This is the Big K Morning Show, and every Monday at this time, we welcome Brian Caranta, Secure Money Advisors, looking ahead, in some cases, not far ahead, to retirement and estate planning issues. How you doing, Brian?
I am doing great, Larry. How are you today?
I want to talk about something that may seem obvious to someone with your caliber of financial understanding, and that is annuities. You talk about it a lot. It's an important piece of many people's portfolios and how you structure it. First and foremost, what is an annuity?
Well, first off, you're going to find that I've gone against conventional wisdom for a long time. And once people read my book, Right Track Your Retirement, and they understand what an annuity really is, they're going to have a completely different outlook on it. So first off, an annuity is an insurance contract, okay, with an insurance company. An annuity is not an investment. An annuity is designed to insure your income. That is it. And the problem with the financial industry is that the annuity is sometimes recommended as an investment versus an insurance policy against running out of money. So that's what we have to first understand, is that it's an insurance policy that pays you a monthly income so that you don't run out of money before you die.
So give me an example of how you would utilize an annuity.
Perfect. So do you remember Kirby vacuum cleaner?
I do.
My grandfather had a Kirby store. My grandfather retired from Kirby. He got a pension from them. A pension is an annuity. Okay, it's an annuity provided by your employer. Social Security is an annuity. It's an annuity provided by the federal government. The annuities that you can buy privately on your own through the private market, there's three main types. There's an immediate annuity, a variable annuity, and an indexed annuity. Now, the immediate annuity is what most people think about when they think about annuities. They think they're going to give a sum of money to an insurance company. In return, the insurance company is going to pay them monthly income. But if they die, they lose the rest of the remaining balance of their account. So if we just gave the insurance company $500,000 for $70,000 a year for the rest of your life, and you die in year one, the insurance company is keeping the remainder of the money. And that is true, Larry. That is true, but that was the old style annuities. Nobody uses those anymore. So the second type of annuity is a variable annuity. The variable annuity is sold as an investment, right? And in fact, the variable annuity is not my favorite type of annuity because it still invests your money in the stock market. It's very, very, very high in fees. As a matter of fact, if you have a variable annuity, at Secure Money Advisors, we created something called the Variable Annuity Escape. There's about 15 questions that we call the insurance company with you and ask. And what most people find out is that they're paying 3 to 4% a year in fees in those annuities. They're very expensive. And once they find out how these annuities work, my question usually is, had you known all this before you went into it, would you have signed on the dotted line? And most of them say no. The last one is the indexed annuity. The indexed annuity was created in 1995 to keep up with the index mutual funds. So basically, the indexed annuity does something that no other annuity does. If the market goes up, you make money. If the market goes down, you don't lose any money. Now, the first thing people tell me when I tell them that is, that's too good to be true. Yeah. How does that work? It's not, and here's why. Because you're not going to get all the gains. What that means is if the stock market goes up 10%, you might only get 70% of those gains. So you get 7%, right?
Right.
You don't get 10% that the market went up. But let's say you put $100,000 in. Your $100,000 just went to $107,000. But if the next year the market went down 50%, rather than you going to $53,000 or $54,000, you're going to stay at $107,000. Why? Because you were willing to give up some of the upside to protect your downside. And here's what I always say to folks, and it's in my book. At this point in your life, when you're close to retirement, you don't need all the gains of the market. You have to protect yourself from the future losses. The losses will hurt you more than the gains will help you. And the reason why we, as a fiduciary firm, like the index annuity is because not only can we get growth without losing money, but we can also ensure a certain amount of monthly income for the client. So that hopefully that helps the listeners. Again, they can go to righttrackpittsburgh.com, get a copy of my book. I highly recommend you read it. I put a lot of detail in this book about understanding annuities. And I think once you understand them, you'll see where they may potentially fit into your retirement planning strategy.
Yeah, I feel just one word, which is one piece of a potential portfolio and plan, is already divvied up into three different descriptions and definitions. That's why you need somebody like Brian to work with you. And you can, again, go to righttrackpittsburgh.com. Check out Brian Caranta, Secure Money Advisors. Brian, great stuff. We'll talk to you next Monday.
All right, Larry. Have a great week. We'll talk to you soon. Take care.
Larry Richard with Lenny McAllister is in studio. We're going to talk coming up in our next hour a little bit about what's going on in the political world. You may have heard there's a big race.
There's not a whole lot going on these days.
Every day, it's the gift that keeps giving in terms of storylines and Donald Trump claiming he's been hacked, his campaign by Iran.
Yes.
Then you have he's going to do an interview tonight with Elon Musk.
Yes.
Then you have Joe Biden's sit down with Robert Costa of CBS finally airing yesterday morning on the CBS Sunday Morning Show. And then, of course, Harris and Walz will continue their campaign trail.
Yeah, there's a lot going on, and it seems as though they're constantly trying to one-up each other to see who can get, as they used to say back in the day, above the fold and keep people's attentions while driving them to the polls. And more importantly, Larry, and this is what you know people forget about, this is also the time of the season where it's less about trying to get their vote, it's more about trying to get their money to fund these campaigns.
And apparently both have been pretty successful in raising money. Does it surprise you that Harris has raised as much money since Joe Biden stepped down?
No, because people forget that Joe Biden in 2020 was the stabilizing force, and that's why he got the vote. Now they need enthusiasm that he just could not provide. She's providing that now. There's two camps. There's a camp that is anti-Trump. There's a camp that's pro-Trump, and there's really not a middle. So all the anti-Trump money finally found a place where they thought there's enthusiasm here, and there's a real chance to win here, and the checkbooks have been opening up.
When you hear Joe Biden speak, it becomes very obvious that he's slowed down, cognitive, whatever the issues are. But he still has to run a country for the next 5 months.
Yes, he does. And I think that from a campaign perspective, I think the plan was for him to be a stopgap president. And then once the red wave didn't come in 2022, I think he changed his mind and the party didn't. If he would have just focused on the 4 years of being president for one time, a lifelong goal that he's had since 1972, he could have been a transformative president and kind of a avoided the pothole that he hit in the middle part of 2024. And I think we're finally seeing a course correct on that, where he may be able to finish well and perhaps, you know, with the Olympic theme, pass the baton on to the next generation.
We got a lot to talk about with Lenny McAllister in studio. Appreciate you being here today.
Thank you, sir.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.